Children outside all are laughing. Under perfect skies, the shapes and patterns in the season make me feel alive. I wanna shout it from the rooftop and tell the world that I was blind, but now I see what's right in front of me.
Hi, this is Tiffany the Lass, and we're outside Canes at Rock for Africa.
And Hannah Lazar.
I'm Tim Myers. This is my bass player, Josh. Go for it.
I'm his bass player, Josh. Follow him wherever he goes.
When I look at the sky, I see the reason why I know. Oh, oh. When I look out from the window, the moon and stars shine all their lights down from the heavens.
How did you get hooked up with Rock for Africa?
They contacted me via my manager, and they told me about the cause and everything like that. And, I'm in full support of the cause, and that sparked some interest for me, so I came out and I'm doing the show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Great. Can't wait to hear you.
Yeah, well, your songs have a definite upbeat and positive tone to them. And would you say that this is a direct reflection of how you feel on a daily basis, or that this is the persona that you're trying to push out there, or you're trying to get a certain, group of people to be your fans? Is this...
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, that EP is definitely very positive, and a lot of that, the reason for that EP is because of the placements, like the Target, and there's some other placements that we're doing right now, like Saturn is doing a commercial with that song, The Good Life. This is a good time to get away to the good life. I mean, every song on that EP so far has been placed once, if not twice, in different TV shows and commercials. And so the main reason is some of these things. I've written over 60 songs, and so when I compiled the EP, I wanted to do songs that were getting placed different places. But as far as emotionally, sometimes writing an upbeat, happy song, you'll be depressed out of your mind, like not being out of the house for 2 days, drinking whiskey, like just bummed out of your mind. And you come up with a song that's opposite of your feelings. You know what I mean? And sometimes for me, it's almost like I'm telling myself, you're going to be okay. This is going to be fine. You're going to be okay. You know what I mean? But, other times, like On Your Side, I wrote that when I was going out to Malibu and wrote it about, just the beauty of California and all these different things that were in my life at that moment.
California sunshine in our eyes, all the shapes and colors hypnotize. If you need some help to get you through, I'm on your side.
But Remember When is lyrically and musically, it's not exactly an upbeat song. It's, a story of heartbreak and sorrow. So, there's definitely some different things in there for sure.
California.
But it
also has that California theme.
Definitely.
And when I listened to those two, I almost thought they were kind of like an extension of each other, maybe like a part two or...
Most definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the EP itself and a lot of the songs I write and every poet that I love, like Borowski and Leonard Cohen, and Bob Dylan, they're very affected by the environment that they're in, and they write about the areas that they're living in at the time, and they let it ooze into their writing. And for me, California, I've been born and raised out here, and to not have it a part of my music is not sharing with people what is really in my soul, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a very important piece in my life.
And have you been writing poetry? I mean, you mentioned a few poets since you were in high school, or?
Well, writing songs is poetry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's poetry to melodies, and lyrics are so important. I feel like today, you know, a lot of people don't focus on the lyrics. They just write a melody and they just throw lyrics together. And for me, Borowski, reading his poems, you know, I read like 40 of his poems a night. I'm just obsessed with reading his poetry. And it inspires my writing, you know, and my writing's very mature, you know what I mean? It's definitely not for 12-year-old kids, and I feel like music right now, everybody's trying to write for dumb people and 12-year-olds, and my music, I don't want people to get it when they listen to it. I don't want them to go, oh, that's what that means, that's what, oh, that's great, his butt is like butterscotch. I don't know, there's like songs that you're like, what the hell are they talking about? You know, and I want it to mean something. I want it to spark interest. I want them to listen to it 8 times and still grab it to their life. But Borowski is like a very realist poet, and I feel like my music is like that too. I'm very black and white. I use a lot of imagery, and you don't have to guess what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's very clear what's going on. It's almost like a short story, and Bob Dylan's like that, too. Oh. All my favorite poets are like that.
Do you have any of those poems memorized? Could you do one for us?
One of Borowski's?
Yeah.
I don't have any off the top of my head, but yeah. Yeah, that'd be amazing. I can't even remember my own songs, let alone, like, other people's, you know, poetry.
Well... You talk about your influences and, you know, poetry and musicians and writers. And I'm going to speak specifically with your song Mama's Boy.
Yeah.
I can hear the Beatles influence. Definitely. That you talk about on your site, and with the build up and the explosion of sound in the song. And then you talk about wearing, you know, in different parts of your site, you talk about wearing a jacket that's reminds me of what you would think Sergeant Pepper to wear. So
totally.
Is this a tribute to Sergeant Pepper in your mind? That's what
I love these questions. These are really creative. You know, Sergeant Pepper is probably my favorite record of all time. I remember when I was 4 years old and my dad would have this huge record collection. He had Bob Dylan, and we'd listen to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and the record we would always play was Sgt. Pepper's. And I remember freaking out over the soundscape and the trumpets and the violins and the mellotrons and all these different pieces. And I remember at 4, like, just going, oh my gosh, freaking out. I remember, Dad, play that one that has the alarm clock in it, you know, and Day in the Life of, I love, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, that record is probably the biggest influence on me. I want my music to reflect my influences, you know. I'm a huge fan of Dylan. I'm a huge fan of the Beatles. So my music definitely reflects all those elements, you know. So
would you like to share the stage with Bob Dylan someday?
Oh my gosh, that'd be insane. Yeah, definitely. I would love to share the stage with him or write a song with him. It'd be really cool. So
I had a question about your clothes too. Watching some of your videos on your website, I was like just thinking how much fun you must have going shopping. And where do you get your clothes?
Vintage stores. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all these cool vintage. I live in the Valley, and there's all these really cool vintage stores. And I love to grab things from the 60s and 70s and just, you know.
How often do you shop?
If I don't know, you know, if I'm not recording or writing in the studio, I'm shopping. So I love to shop, definitely. And my girlfriend's all in the fashion, so, you know, she helps me out with all that. And, you know, it's really fun, you know, so.
Cool.
And Josh, do you go shopping too?
I'm not, no, we've been shopping together. I haven't really been shopping in a long time. I need to, but I've been kind of stuck.
Well, you're the bass player. You're allowed to look dark.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw on a t-shirt and some jeans.
And some Vans or van-like.
Van-like jeans.
When did you start playing bass?
I think I was about 12 years old.
Wow. What were some of your influences?
At the time, no one too cool, actually. I guess at the time, like, I was really into Tears for Fears. I was into the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jane's Addiction. So all those guys from those bands were, I guess, that really got me. Just as I grew older, I started studying and learning more about, you know, the really, like, innovative guys, like James Jamerson, Paul McCartney, of course, John Paul Jones, Jaco Pastorius, and got into jazz and studied a lot of, like, jazz bass players, too, so...
So how many instruments do you play?
I play several. You know, I play bass and guitar and piano. I play a bit of drums, but I'm not very skilled at drums, you know. Just different fun instruments, you know, organ and glockenspiel, different keys like that. I really suck at cello but and upright bass, but he is the man. That's why I have him here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
So...
So you talked a little bit about Remember When.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like it's an ode to the past.
Definitely.
So who inspired that song? Because, like you said, it is different. The lyrics are different in that song
it's
versus
so funny.
The other ones.
And, you know, I actually think it was Bob Dylan that said this, which is funny because I totally ripped him off. But Bob Dylan said the greatest artists are ripoff artists, you know, and... Bob Dylan ripped off Woody Guthrie, and I was ripping off Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan had a song about Spanish boots, and basically his love interest moved away from New York, went to Spain, and they were writing, each verse was a letter back and forth. And so when I was listening to that song, I was like, I love the song, and I was like, I want to do something like that. And I had a girl that was like my first love, first kiss kind of thing when I was really young, and I found out she was getting married, and I hadn't talked to her in a long time, in years and years, and I talked to her, and it was kind of like, wow, I can't really go back and see if things could have worked out, you know, it's done, she's getting married. And so on the last verse, you know, the girl gets married, she moves away. This girl didn't move away, but we were far apart from each other in Southern California, and I wanted to have each verse be a letter back and forth. And so Skylar was doing the letters from the woman's point of view, and I was doing the letters from the man's point of view. And remember when we used to laugh where the summer grass would grow, racing through the orange groves, the ocean light reflecting in your eyes, but now you're so far from here, I hope this letter brings you near, you know. And so so it was just this interaction, you know, which happened a lot in the 60s and 70s, you know, with Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell and all these artists. They wrote songs like that, like, you know, dialogue between people and short stories.
Remember when we used to laugh, where the summer grass would grow, racing through the orange groves, the ocean light reflecting in your eyes. But now you're so far from here, I hope this letter brings you near.
For me, you know, there's been this void in songwriting, you know, for the last like 30 years. So hopefully some of this stuff brings that back, you know.
And who was Skylar?
Skylar Fisk. She's a Hotel Cafe solo artist.
Okay.
Really talented. You should definitely check it out.
Okay.
Really
she's
good artist.
Song. Well, thank you
so beautiful.
Much.
It's so funny.
Tim and
yeah.
Josh for meeting with us.
Yeah.
And gosh, we hope to keep in touch in the future and let us know how you're doing. And but before we say goodbye, we have to ask you both to give us a pirate impression.
Yeah.
Or a joke.
Yeah.
I'm pirates? Trying to think of it.
I want to do one of the, like, the pirate jokes with the R, like, star, you know? Like, say a word like star.
And we can't tell you any of that we've heard already.
Oh, no. I don't know if I know any pirate jokes. Maybe I'll just do, this is Tim Myers, R. There you go. Tim Myers. There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Cool.
Lost in the marmalade skies, I'm falling faster and so more sure. It's magic. Every-